the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
Welcome once again to Bedhampton Parish and our online service for the 20th of September 2020. My name is Max Cross. I'm the church leader, the rector for Bedhampton Parish, and it's great to have you with us this week. I pray and hope that you are well this week. But before we continue our worship, some pieces of family news for you. I wonder if you get the news sheet each week by email. If you don't, then do feel free to get in touch with me and I will add you to the list, because inside you'll find all the news about what's happening this week and next week, as well as some information about our community. Perhaps the most important part of that this week is the fact that we have our annual meeting on October the 11th. Normally we hold this meeting in April, which was obviously postponed this year, but we're going to have it on the 11th of October. We're going to start that by having a 10 a.m. service and all together service at St. Nicholas's, followed by the annual parochial church meeting at 11 a.m. Do book in for that. As with all of our services right now, we're required to ask you to book in for those, and you can do that on the website. But do come along and support us in our mission with our annual meeting. Other pieces of information are there, things like the fact we are open for church prayer, for private prayer at in St. Thomas's on Bidbury Lane on a Monday, a Tuesday and a Wednesday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. And again, all sorts of information in there. So if you don't get this every week, let me know and I will add you to the list. And you can also find it on our website. But of course, what we're really here today, as ever, is to worship our God. And this week we continue looking or re-looking at our church purpose and vision as we seek God's will for Bedhampton Parish. As we continue into our worship, we're going to acknowledge the fact that God's Holy Spirit is with us wherever we are. We're going to take some time to be quiet and acknowledge that in our own place, wherever you are right now, as I do here. So let's be quiet for a moment. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world and to seek the forgiveness of our sins, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may give ourselves to the service of God. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. And we're going to continue that praise by singing a hymn, or by letting this hymn flow over us as we worship God. A new commandment.
Thank you.
hope you enjoyed that hymn and were able to worship God through listening to it or singing along with it. You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes I hear stories of people believing that they can only come to God in a church building or through someone like me, a priest, someone with a dog collar. But we don't read any of that in the New Testament. We see that we come to God, we come to Father God, we come to Holy Spirit through Jesus and through what he did on the cross. Of course, we all make mistakes. I make mistakes. The Bible talks about those as sins, and it talks about how we can repent of those sins because of what Jesus did by turning away from them, turning towards Jesus, turning away from the dark, turning towards the light. And we're going to do that right now, wherever we are. Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand." So let us turn from our sin and turn to Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith. But before we do that, a moment of silence to reflect on our life as we turn towards the light of Jesus. And we say these words together, knowing that God is keen to forgive us. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so may the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're going to now hear the teachings of God from his scriptures, from his book. Tracy is going to read us our first reading, and then Susie will read us our second.
The first reading is taken from Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 to 25. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four headwaters. The name of the first is the Pishon. It winds through the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good. Aromatic resin and onyx are also there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Tigris. It runs along the east side of Ashur. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die." The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all the beasts of the field. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." The man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Mark chapter 4, verses 1 to 20. The parable of the sower. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still, other seed fell on good soil. It came up and grew and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times." Then Jesus said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others came around him and asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like the seed along the path, where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like the seed sown on rocky places, hear the word, and once they receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like the seed sown among the thorns, hear the word, but the worries of life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like the seed sown in good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown."
Thank you for those readings. Last week we began to look once again at our purpose and our vision statement, our VIP as we call it in Bedhampton, vision, identity and purpose. And last week we looked at our purpose, serving the community of Bedhampton by sharing God's love and friendship. The idea behind the purpose statement is that we understand why we exist as a church, the church being the people of God, why we exist as a church here in Bedhampton. That we don't just exist because we've always been here in Bedhampton, but actually that we exist to serve the community of Bedhampton by sharing God's love and friendship. Having looked at our purpose last week, we now move on to our vision. If our purpose is why we are here, then our vision is what we do while we are here. Or perhaps, better put, what we would like to become as the Church of God here in Bedhampton. And last year we came up with a summary of that in four parts. To be a part of the whole community, building relationships and seeking God's kingdom to come. To be a place where the community gathers for celebration and commemoration from birth to grave. to enable all ages to grow in discipleship and faith in small groups, whilst giving and receiving support, love and practical help. And finally, to be a place where all ages gather to worship God in a range of expressions. This week, we're going to take a look at the first two of those visions, and next week, we will look at the second two. So this week, we begin to look at the community part of our vision statement. To be a part of the whole community, to be a place where the community gathers, are the two areas where we'll be looking at. Because once again, we need to review these regularly, and we do that every year. Because as I said last week, if all these are words on a piece of paper, then they may as well be chaff in the wind. I wonder what you thought about me choosing Genesis as our first reading today. Did you wonder why I would choose that to be part of our vision week? Genesis is one of those books where people disagree upon. Some people believe it is literally the way that God created the world, whilst others would say it's more allegorical or symbolic of how God created the world, created the universe indeed, and created us. I don't actually think it matters too much whether you fall on one side of the fence or the other. I don't think Jesus is going to turn you away because you chose to read Genesis in one way or the other. But what we do find, irrelevant of how you look at Genesis, is that it was God who created the universe. He created you and I and the world in which we live. Secondly, the very fact that he created you and I shows us that God is into community. God could have remained on his own, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which in itself, of course, is community. One God, three expressions of that one God. But he chose instead to create humans, to live in harmony and community with him. Of course, we don't always fully manage that, do we? But that is God's perfect way of this world being. God is into relationship and he's into community. So it's right that our vision has a large part of community in it. And let's start this week as followers of Jesus, looking at what it means when we say Bedhampton seeks to be part of the whole community, building relationships and seeing God's kingdom come. As God's people here in Bedhampton, we will flavour the community one way or another. But only if we get out there, only if we get involved. Of course, that's quite difficult at the moment. Being involved in the community at a time of a pandemic is quite hard. But we must find ways of being involved in our community as a community for God's kingdom to come. Did you notice that last part of the vision? To see God's kingdom to come. I often say that because Jesus said he came that we might see his kingdom come. And it's not some sort of future heaven that he's on about. As I often say, it's the here and the now that we will begin to see God's kingdom come. So it is difficult right now for that to happen. But we do need to look for opportunities to share that love and to make a difference to those around us as we seek to be part of the whole community, building relationships and seeing God's kingdom come. We go, we act justly, we love mercy, we walk humbly with God and his people in Bedhampton because Jesus makes a difference now. Jesus makes a difference today, not just in the future. Which brings me to the next part of our vision and the part about community. To be a place where the community gathers for celebration and commemoration from birth to grave. You see, the Church of England is still a trusted brand. We are blessed to be a Church of England church here in Bedhampton. And people, by default, do still, believe it or not, trust the Church of England. They still come to us to celebrate the milestones in life. They come to us when their children want to be baptized, or as they more often refer to it, christened. They come to us when they want to be married. Even in times of pandemic, people still want to be married in the Church of England in front of God. And they come to us at the most difficult of times, when they have lost loved ones, where those they love have died. They come to us to help them bury their loved ones and to move on. We are still a trusted brand. In more normal times, we will often have 100 or so extra people around for a baptism, for a wedding, for a funeral. And that's often their major interaction with God's people here in Bedhampton. Again, it's very difficult right now to do that, doesn't it? We are having to hold our baptisms outside of our main service. Something that goes against every fibre in my body. Because actually baptism is a welcoming of people into the church. We're having to hold smaller weddings. We're having to hold smaller funeral services. But we still seek to be the place where the community gathers for celebration and commemoration. And we still seek the opportunity of sharing God's love and friendship with those people who come. How, I wonder, can we do that even better during the time of a pandemic? So there you go, a quick summary of the first half of our vision, to be a part of the whole community, building relationship and seeing God's kingdom come, to be a place where the community gathers for celebration and commemoration from birth to grave. How we do that right now? I wonder if you have ideas how we do that during the time of a pandemic. I don't see the restrictions on us going away quickly. So we, if we want to move forward as a church, and we do want to move forward as a church, if we want to do that here in Bedhampton, then actually we need to look at ways of doing that in the pandemic environment. You see, now's not the time to rethink our vision. The vision is the same this year as it was last year, because God is the same this year as he was last year. But now is the time to double down. Now is the time to think and pray and ask God how we work this out during the time of COVID. Now is the time to knuckle down and head out into our community in a way that's safe for us individually, but also shows God's love to all those out there. Our second reading was from the Gospel, wasn't it? It was from the Gospel of Mark. And we heard this. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up quickly and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times. Now, my friends, is the time for us to cast seed into Bedhampton. And so we shop for those who need to receive love. We pick up prescriptions for those who need to know God's love. And we may never see them again. We may never see them cross our threshold because some of the seed falls on stony ground. And then there are some that will interact with us and have interacted with us. But then they may, in time, drop away because some of the seed falls in shallow soil. But then there is also the seed that falls in good ground. There are those that interact with us online and during the pandemic and choose to be married in our church buildings. And as we interact with them, moving forward. And we've had that happen over the last 6 months. There are those that choose to investigate Jesus online with us through alphas and through other opportunities. And they come to be apprentices to Jesus. And we've seen that happen over the last 6 months. However, none of that is an issue for us, because our job is not to worry about the outcome. Our job is not to worry about where our investment of time and money goes. Our job is simply to be obedient to Jesus, who died for you and us. Our job is simply to show his love, to serve the community of Bedhampton by sharing God's love and friendship. And so whether those people choose to connect with us in the future or not, we leave in the hands of Jesus. But our job is to head out into our community. That's our concern during the time of COVID. And so once again this week, I want to leave you with the very same challenge that I left with you last week. What is God calling you to? What is your part in this purpose and vision of Bedhampton? And I don't want you to make a decision again today, because early in October, we will be celebrating our harvest and our vision day together, just as we have in the past. And during those times, I want you to think about what it is that you will do. What will you commit to God at the harvest? What will you commit to God on the vision day? What is God calling you to? Pray about that this week again and see where God's will, God's spirit nudges you. As we ponder that, we are going to now sing our creed. Quite often we stand up in church and we say our creed: I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. But for now, we're going to listen to or sing along to a song which takes its inspiration from the creed as our dedication of our faith to God.
Forgiveness is in you.
Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in life eternal. I believe in the virgin birth. I believe in the saints' communion and in your holy church. I believe in the resurrection when Jesus comes again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
What a fantastic reminder of what we actually believe as God's people here in Bedhampton. We're going to continue along that vein now as we have our prayers, or our intercessions as they're sometimes called, brought to us this week by Nikki.
Lord, take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with the desire to do your holy will. Dear God, we pray for all the people we know, that they may come to know you and have a full and loving relationship with you. We thank you that we can all celebrate and worship you in total freedom when so many of your followers are persecuted in other countries. We praise you that we can meet together again at St. Nicholas's and St. Thomas's churches. Thank you for bringing us home to worship you with our church family again. You taught many of us a valuable lesson in how we assumed that we could enter a church building every Sunday without interruption. We pray that people watching this online service will join us in a church building one day where a loving welcome waits for them. We pray for strength in our church family and in our own families. Let's remember that even if we stray from you, that you will never turn your back on us. You will never let us down or leave us, and we can trust you above anyone else. You are always there for us, no matter who we are or what we do. Thank you that we are all equal in your eyes. We ask that we strive for this level of diversity in our lives as your disciples. Lord, it's so amazing that you care for us and forgive us when we do wrong. Please accept our prayers for Elizabeth, our Queen. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ exchanged the glory of a heavenly throne for the form of a servant, we thank you that you have given Elizabeth, our Queen, a heart to serve her people and have kept her devoted in this service beyond all who were before her. Encourage us by example to serve one another and to seek the common good until you call us to reign with Christ in your eternal kingdom. Lord, watch over this country's government that they may act wisely this coming week with all the additional pressures which exist during this pandemic. We pray that the system for COVID testing will soon be improved, and we ask you to send patience to those who feel frustration and fear when trying to get an appointment for themselves or a loved one. Jesus, our Lord, we praise you that nothing could keep you dead in the grave. Help us to remember that there's nothing to be afraid of because you are alive and by our side. Make us remember, God, that every day is your gift and it ought to be used according to your command. Have mercy on those where war, oppression, or famine has robbed them of their homes and friends. For those whose homes are broken by conflict and lack of love. Grant where the love of man has failed, that divine compassion may heal. We loved up all refugees across the world who are desperate to find peace and safety for their families. May they be treated by other countries with dignity and grace. We give thanks for the warm weather, which has continued to enable us to enjoy your creation outdoors. May we honour your gift of nature and help to respect and preserve it for future generations. Dear Father God, thank you for our village of Bedhampton. We thank you for the community within Bedhampton and for the support which we give one another, especially during these months of coronavirus. We continue to pray that people will respect any changes to the law in these uncertain times, and that we'll all feel a collective responsibility to protect each other from the virus. Let us not forget those who are lonely or isolated. Please send your Holy Spirit to nudge us to pick up the phone and speak to anyone who you place on our heart. Help us to slow down and listen to your voice. We pray for those who are ill and in pain, longing to live full lives, for those who are sad and hurt in any way. So many of your people are suffering through losing their jobs and livelihood at the moment. Take our thoughts and prayers and use them to further your work of psychological and physical healing. Heavenly Father, we pray for those saddened by the death of someone close to them, especially for the family and friends of anyone we know who has recently died. Give their families your comfort in their bereavement. Lord, we lift up all these prayers to you from your humble servants. Amen.
And we sum up all those prayers and the prayers of our hearts by saying the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. It's been great to be with you again this week, and I pray and hope that you are well. Do get in touch if you want to have a chat with me. Details, as ever, can be found on the website or on the news sheet. And this week, continue praying about what your part is in God's vision and purpose in Bedhampton. You are most welcome. In fact, I'd be eager for you to come and join us as we pray for God's kingdom to come on a Wednesday morning. We meet online at 8 a.m., just before work starts for some people. You can find details of that on the website or on the news sheet. And don't forget as well, we are in our church buildings now at 9 a.m. at St. Nicholas's in Belmont Grove and 11 a.m. at Bidbury Lane at St. Thomas's. And again, as ever, the details for all those are on the website and how to book in to join us there. And do book in for the annual meeting coming up on the 11th of October. But for now, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. As we finish, let us offer the sign of peace to one another by perhaps ringing someone that you've not spoken to for a while. Have a great week.